The Tea Party movement is beginning to look more and more like the Republican Party every day. And the neocons who ran the Bush administration are hitching their war wagon to Tea Party patriotic slogans like Glenn Beck's recent Restoring America's Honor. Now we've got Zionist pinup girl Sarah Palin being paraded throughout the nation in various Tea Party gatherings, touting the neocon war line. You see, Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck are simply sock puppets of Rupert Murdoch, owner of Fox News, who was closely associated with the Zionist Jew William Kristol and Irving Kristol, who are co-chairmen of the Project for a New American Century. You see, the Jewish gang at the Project of the New American Century were the ones who were clamoring for war with Iraq, and because of their Zionist agenda for a greater expansion of Israel throughout the Middle East, over 4,000 U.S. Gentile soldiers have died. The neocons have so infiltrated the Tea Party movement that the hapless Tea Partiers are now being labeled as teocons. Ron Paul nailed it right on the head when he defined a teocon as such. A teocon is a confused individual who, while demanding less taxation and less government, is demanding more U.S. intervention in world affairs, that is, U.S. military intervention in world affairs, which is being funded at American taxpayers' expense. Ron Paul continues, and that neocon pinup girl Sarah Palin, who wants less government and is against big government, by calling upon Obama to bomb Iran, doesn't she realize that expanding wars is a big government program? Well, of course she does. But her enablers like Rupert Murdoch, William and Irving Kristol of the Project for a New American Century, want wars. Wars for the Zionist agenda. As president of the Bud and Nathaniel Foundation, we are engaged in supporting candidates that want to bring our U.S. Gentile soldiers back home so they will not continue to die for Zionist causes. And neocon pinup girl Sarah Palin, with her new supporters, Jews for Sarah, need to be delivered this message. We don't want your neocon wars anymore.